In the teaching of feminine law, one of the beautiful teachings involves making decisions. And what that means is that the mother says, make your best decision about whatever is going on in your life and move with it. And then I will move with you, which means I will either move forward with you on that decision, or I will show you where it needs to be altered, or I will show you a better decision. And that teaching is so simple, and yet it is so profound, because it pulls us out of that idea that we are supposed to be able to know ahead of what we know now, and that there is some danger when we do not know ahead. But of course, what the mother says is that there is not a danger there. Being in your meditation and being in touch with her means that what you need is going to be provided. But, and this is of course the challenging part of the teaching, it means that you must be open to the way she is going to support you. That is the part where most of us have some difficulty, because when I make a decision about the way I'm going to move, I like to, what is it you say? It is so interesting. Stick, that is it. Stick with it. And in order to work with the universe, you can be directional, but you cannot be glued. So when you are looking at your life, you make a decision given your best information, and then you open it to the universe, because the universe will do one of several things. It will either move forward with you on the decision you have made. It will show you a left turn that you need to make in order to go where you need to go, or it will show you a completely different decision that perhaps you had not considered before. And we are not accustomed to being open to those movements because we have been taught to stick with it. And that is, it is such an interesting shift to be able to make. Because what happens when we are sticking with it? We are sticking with it with our ego in its full-blown egoness, and it does not wish to shift or change or even to take in new information. And so this is a thing that we want to consider, because we are entering a time when fluidity is going to be very, very important. We are not saying that you would always like what is presented to you for your safety and for your highest good. Sometimes you will not. Sometimes, however, you will be thrilled. So we must be open to all of these things, and we must not stick to something that does not require glue, but simply requires benevolent focus. That is a thing that we want to be able to do. This example would have worked better before COVID, but we will use it anyway. Let us say that you had something where you needed to go to the mall, perhaps to buy an item of clothing for a particular occasion. Now, perhaps you had an idea already, so it was going to be the blue tunic. You decided on that. And very often you can find the blue tunic. That decision will round up blue tunics for you in the mall. Wherever you go, there's going to be a blue tunic. But sometimes there's not a blue tunic. And that is when you begin to feel whatever ego thing you may have gotten involved with there. Why? What does it mean that there is not a blue tunic? Is it something wrong with me? Am I not attracting the right things into my life? Because I wanted the blue tunic, but there is not the blue tunic. And I'm afraid you all know about that. When something is not working in the way that you want it to, it can lead you for a not-so-merry dance around your own life. And so we would like to talk you out of that. We would like you to talk you out of it and say, I wanted a blue tunic. There is not a blue tunic here. What is here that is good for me? Let us say that again. What is here that is good for me? Now, when you do that, what you are doing is you are inviting the universe to join you in your shopping tour. And whatever is available that is good for you will undoubtedly appear. If not, you will all of a sudden think of another store that you would like to go to check for the blue tunic or something else. And so we're trying to show you what it's like when you are in the fluidity. When you are in the sticking place, there is only self-doubt and self-abuse and all manner of other things. When you are in the fluid place, then the universe can move you in the way that is going to be best for you, in the way that is going to be for your highest good. So when you think of this example, think of the places in your life where you may be sticking to it, but that is not necessarily the thing you want to do. You want to be now fluid and open to the universe and inviting the universe to move with you, because that is the most powerful movement that you can have, is when you and the universe are working together. That is a beautiful thing. It does not mean you do not focus or that you do not want something, but it means you do not glue yourself to that thing without inviting the universe to come along with you. And often you will focus and the universe is with you and it all comes out right. But when it does not mean that there is something wrong with you or that you have made a mistake. It simply means that there is something better for you. And if you are open to it, the universe will deliver it to you. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel yourself enclosed in a protective oval, but the oval is permeable and it will let in what is good for you and protect you against anything that should not come in. And feel that this container is full of the blue energy of peace. And breathe in peace. and exhale fear. Breathe in trust. Exhale doubt. Now feel the crown open and feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body. Let the universal energy open the crown very widely so that you are able to receive all that the universe intends for you. Open and trust. And feel the universal energy come into your third eye to clear your third eye of any doubt, any fear. And feel the third eye come alive and increase your intuitive powers, increase your knowing. Feel the flow of universal light down through your head and into your throat. And let that light displace any communications that you might use to limit yourself, to pressure yourself, or to judge yourself. Feel all of that communication gone. And know that the universe has prepared a communication center that accepts love and wisdom and joy. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your heart center. And let that energy nourish the beautiful garden that you have built in your heart. Feel the energy bringing everything to life and making it able to grow. See all the beauty in your heart center expanding and becoming more beautiful and more spacious. And feel that your heart has more freedom. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let that energy displace any emotions caught in the solar plexus that do not walk well with you on your path. Let them move out. Make a safe space to be able to feel what brings you your highest good. What honors you in exactly the place where you are now. Feel the golden light continue down your body to the second center. And feel that light begin to displace judgment and shame and old fears. Old limitations. Feel that moved out of the second center and let the second center become light. Watch the waterfall that flows in the second center and know that it has been given to you to wash away anything that comes into your life or through your life that you may want to release. Feel the golden light flow through your body and into the root. And let the golden light in your root begin to clear away from the root any limitation, anything that would stand between you and the creation that is intended for you through your own energy and the love of the universe. Let all of that begin to arrange itself so that you are ready to move forward, ready to be joyful in your movement. And let that golden light spread through your body, through your head, to bring your thoughts to a finer energy, through your trunk to heal you, down your back, down your shoulders, to release the stress you may have gathered, down through your legs and into your feet, to energize support in your life. Down through your arms and your hands, so that what you choose to do, you choose in this beautiful golden energy. Let that energy make a field on the outside of your body to draw to you on the earth and in the earth all that you need to create, all that you love. Now bring your attention into your heart center and see how beautifully you've grown the garden in your heart, how you've made a place to rest, to drink the water that refreshes your spirit. Now look around and see that there is a path that is moving upward in your heart. And consciously step onto that path. And feel that you can move up without effort. And know that you are walking this path as a free spirit. And as you move upward, come to a place where there is light. And light in many forms. And as you look in this place, find the form that light takes, that you choose. Now move upward on this pathway to a place of divine support and find that there is a seat there for you. And seat yourself. Breathe and become comfortable. And allow yourself to have a sense of the support that walks with you. Merely a sense of it. To feel the energy that comes to you when you call. And take this moment to simply know it. Now move upward and come to the place of the gift and see there is a golden altar there and resting your mind, know your gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, knowing that with every step you take, you are drawing in the energy of your path. Find that you are back in your heart. And begin to breathe into your body and your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.